You're about to develop the most critical skill for business success, and that's the marketing mindset. This is the Global Studio Marketing Podcast. And we're going to change your mind.
This is Michael K. Reynolds, Entrepreneur Whisperer, Marketing Enabler, Global Studio Founder, and your personal Sherpa on your mountain ascent to the highest altitudes of business success. So, my dear entrepreneurs, dreamers, and inventors of flying machines, you've climbed the mountain. Let's tell the world. And now, our marketing mindset principle is horse buggies and phonograph needles. For much of the 18th, 19th, and early 20th centuries, the horse and buggy, or horse and carriage, were all of the rage. With horses having been used for centuries and centuries in civilization, you can imagine manufacturers believing they would be developing these for the rest of all humanity. And since they are still being produced today, albeit in very small quantities, I suppose you can say there still remains some hope that they'll be around for a while. Yet, there is absolutely no denying that when Henry Ford started rolling out his Model Ts down the assembly line, that it was the beginning of the end for the horse and buggy business. In the 1970s, a company named Fidelitone was the world's largest producer of diamond point phonograph needles. They had manufacturing and distribution of these needles down to an absolute science, and it allowed them to dominate the global supply of these essential components to bringing high fidelity to a turntable. Still, it was right at their peak when the sun was beginning to set, as the 8-track player emerged, and then the cassette player, and then the CD-ROM, and ultimately the digital streaming of music and sound today. Yes, DJs still like to spin vinyl, and there's a resurgence of fans in the crackling sounds of an album, but clearly the market of phonograph needles long, long, long ago reached its zenith. The good news is you don't have to feel sorry for Fidelitone. Today, they are a major logistics corporation with hundreds of employees. Because of exceptional management decisions along the way, they changed their offering and their business model. Kodak, on the other hand, was a mighty film-producing magnate that ended up having to file for bankruptcy in 2012 because they were never able to successfully manage the shift between film and digital imaging. This, despite the fact it was one of their own engineers who invented the digital camera way back in 1975. What does this teach us as entrepreneurs today and into tomorrow? That is that the mountain that you are climbing is not static. It's going through its own volcanic eruptions. Its tectonic plates below are shifting, and don't forget, its place is on a globe that is spinning daily. Yes, just thinking of it is enough to make you dizzy. And if you worry too much about change, you'll stop climbing altogether. That is a surefire way to put an end to your entrepreneurial journey. So what do you do in this rapidly changing, shifting, dancing, migrating world of business and marketing? Well, you better get good at climbing. You need to invest in the best equipment you can afford, the finest up-to-date maps available. You got to get yourself and your company into the finest fitness for climbing to deal with the constant shifts in weather. And you expect it to change, and you plan for change, and get this, you look forward to change. Because your competitors are facing the same nasty weather that you are as well. What makes you more successful than them is you're up to the challenge of embracing change, which means as change happens, you'll put them in the dust behind you and probably will be laughing all the way. This isn't just about the growth and constant development of your products and services to make them more competitive and more relevant to the rapidly changing needs of your clients. Yes, that's critical. But this is also in regard to your approach to marketing. Yes, there are long-time proven underlying truths when it comes to your marketing, and those will never change. But the strategies, tactics, and tools are constantly changing. Never say, we've done it this way to get started, we've done it this way to get successful, and we'll continue to do this way forever. That is the statement of about to fade and die business. Otherwise, you might find your once glorious self alone and desolate in a world of horse buggies and phonograph needles. What about you? How good are you at embracing new emerging strategies when it comes to your products, services, and marketing strategies? Can you describe your approach as versatile, adaptive, and agile? If not, it's not too late. We'll get you caught up with the latest and greatest at globalstudio.com, where you can learn much more about the marketing mindset in the Global Studio Marketing Academy. There, at globalstudio.com, you'll also be able to connect with us on the Global Studio Marketing Cafe. That's it for this episode, and congratulations, you've gained another valuable insight on the road to mastering the marketing mindset. And remember, my entrepreneurial friends, you've climbed the mountain. Let's tell the world.
You've been listening to the Global Studio Marketing Podcast, a podcast for entrepreneurs just like you who want to develop the most critical skill for business success, and that's the marketing mindset. Please be sure to visit us at globalstudio.com for show notes. You'll also discover our online courses giving you greater insights to business success. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Global Studio Marketing Podcast.